This is Mark Holmer, editor of Carrier Management, and I'm speaking with PK Ross, owner of Splendoris. And we're going to be talking about small business insurance and what works and what doesn't. Okay, my first question is, what kind of small business insurance do you have?
I go through a broker called Weymouth Swayze Caroon. It's a pretty inclusive insurance. It's for product loss, and then also my workers' compensation or workers' comp is bundled into that in terms of accidents on site, because we function as a restaurant, so we have to cover not only losses of profit and product, but also things that may or may not happen to my staff.
How many staff do you have?
It varies year to year and through the season. So at the moment I have 11, but I have had as many as 17.
Okay. How long have you had your coverage through this broker? For a long time?
8 years.
Do you like it?
Yes, I love their offices. I think based in either Delaware or Maryland. And I have had two different women, Susan and Phyllis, have been the two main people helping me, and they're amazing. They always help me whenever I have issues. I had an employee months after he left my employment try to get me to pay for a ER visit that he had that he said was from here. And I'm such a sap that I 100% would have given him all of the money because I am a sap. But when I called Susan, she was just like, you have insurance for a reason. We will deal with this. Give me his information. Give me what information you have and do not talk to him directly. And it was great.
There are discussions in the industry about small business owners wanting something simpler, wanting to deal with things direct and online, and that the coverage that they do have, well, fine, is difficult and hard to understand and difficult to navigate. What are your thoughts?
I think insurance being what it is as an extant safety net, it is going to have to be complicated regardless of the functionality of it, if that makes sense. I get an entire notebook every year. It's at least 120 pages of what is and is not covered with my insurance premiums. If I didn't have Susan and Phyllis, I wouldn't be able to catch little nooks and crannies for stuff, because in my head it's like, oh, my power was out for 4 days. I should get my money back for everything that I lost. But there'll be a clause in the insurance that if the power went out because a tree landed on a power line, I don't get money from the insurance company. But if a lightning bolt struck the transformer, then I get money from the insurance company. So there are all these vagaries that I don't need to have in my head, because I have actual humans that are familiar with the industry, familiar with what my needs are as a small business. So I feel like brokers make things easy for me in a way that online facilitation doesn't necessarily offer.
How old are you?
I'm 35. Well, I will be.
See, that's another myth, or at least a story that's being told, that that younger business owners and younger customers don't want to deal with people. They want to go online.
Mm-hmm. So I have two theories on that. The first theory is that younger people who are doing face-to-face entrepreneurship are also people who see social media as building a community, but don't necessarily translate that aspect into the day-to-day running of their business. Like, I personally know small business owners that love going to the bank. They just like talking to a teller, and when they have to call a human because there's a glitch in their credit card processing, they still like having a human aspect of it. So I think young people that are my age, they see where social media and the internet could be a benefit on a business scale, but in terms of day-to-day running on what they do, maybe humans are helpful. And then my other theory on that is, I think my generation is the first one to be told you don't have to have everything inside of your head. And to make space for yourself, sometimes you have to jettison parts of your business. And that maybe that's like why the gig economy is a thing, where you get to outsource mm-hmm. different parts. And insurance contracts are definitely something that I would outsource. Like, I don't need to memorize all of the things when there's a disaster. I don't want to automatically know that there is one clause in my insurance that will prevent me from getting a settlement.
Sure. Stand by.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Are you happy with your coverage?
My coverage? I mean, there are some places where they are obviously trying to prevent me from getting any money in any circumstance. But again, I've got brokers on my side, so they will, in general, find a way for me to get some sort of compensation.
Can you tell me the insurer that you work with?
Sure. Foremost is the new one. It was a different company before, but right now it's Foremost.
Okay. Fair enough. Would you change anything about your business insurance? Would you make it different in any way? Are you happy with the way things are and the system you use, which is a very old-fashioned system?
Yeah, it is old-fashioned. I myself am old-fashioned. I'm an artisanal gelato maker. There's not really, I'm not like a cutting-edge human to begin with. But in terms of changing it, there are a couple of ridiculous insurance needs that I have because I have a patio, which I think is ridiculous. Because I only have 100 square feet, but I have to make sure I have $1 million indemnity in my insurance. So I'm paying that premium on the off chance something happens within 100 square feet on the patio.
But the system through which you buy the insurance,
I'm fine with.
Okay.
I firmly believe that my brokers are on my side. If something goes wrong with my premium, if it's adjusted against my favor, I'm so confident that Weymouth, Swayze & Caroon has my back on that.
Okay. Anything else that you'd like to add about insurance and whether you want it to be different? That, you know, sort of the process of acquiring it and understanding it?
I kind of wish there wasn't so many pitfalls, particularly in the restaurant industry where the margins are insanely small. There is so much language within my 120-page contract that is nitpicky in ways that clearly support the insurance company and not me running my business in a safe way.
Fair enough. So would you make it shorter?
I would make it less annoying in terms of the language.
Define that. More layman's terms?
Yeah, more layman's terms, more broadly defined things, because they are trying to get the keep as much of their money or my premium as they can. Things are very nitpicky and small, and you just kind of glaze over in the middle of it when you're trying to read a contract.
Fair enough. Thank you.